This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. How easy is it for you to become uncomfortable? And do you want to know the one sales tip that's so important to your sales career? Well, listen up. We're about to go through it in this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach. Let's get it started. Let's talk about how quickly you become uncomfortable. There's this guy on the internet called Seth Godin. He's a fantastic author. He writes a piece every day. He hasn't missed a beat for 6 years. In it, he talks about all sorts of things, but one of the latest posts that I've read is our alertness for differences. For as long as we've been keeping records, human beings have been on the alert for differences that divide us. They fixate us, and then they amplify to the point where we start referring to people that are different as those people. Seth Godin suggests that rather than look for differences, we should search for things in common. And you know what? I particularly agree, and I love that attitude. However, I think there is more. What is it that makes us notice differences? What if differences didn't make us feel as uncomfortable quite so quickly? So let's look at an example. Imagine you're sharing a cab to the airport with a stranger. Now, what happens if that stranger is 2 inches taller than you? I'd imagine probably nothing. There's nothing to distract or to cause discomfort. You simply make small talk. What happens if that stranger is a little bit shorter than you, or he's left-handed, or maybe he comes from a place called Adelaide? Well, once again, probably nothing to consider. What happens if he's got shoulder-length red hair? At some point, most people reach a moment of discomfort. What if he's 7 foot tall? Will you mention it? What if he's shorter than a meter? What if he's from a different country or a different race, or he speaks with a significant accent, or, more significantly, an accent that's wildly different to yours? This is powerful, and it's the money quote. At some point, most people reach a moment of discomfort. That point, the point that marks our intolerance, our fear, and our judgment, when does it kick in? It's important because this point is where we start to lose the humanity in the game. Yes, we need to find commonality, but what about limiting our discomfort? As I was reading this article, I couldn't help but ask myself, where's my discomfort line? What does it take for me to become uncomfortable? Where is my dividing line? When do I start seeing people as them versus me or us? When do I start ascribing to things to individuals who are different and call them those people? It's a fascinating journey, and it's an unbelievably difficult question. What about you? What if your moment of discomfort comes too quickly and it doesn't take much for you to be uncomfortable? What happens? What do you lose? How many opportunities do you miss? How many opportunities does the other person miss? What ideas never come to fruition? What experiences do you lose? It's a really interesting question. Connections are at the root of all ideas, relationships, experiences, and life in general. And when discomfort is too easily found, all of our lives are stunted. This blog post was powerful, not only because we need to find commonality with others, but also because it reminds us we shouldn't be so quick to get uncomfortable. The less uncomfortable we are, the less effort and need to find commonality. We shouldn't need to work at finding a commonality to make us comfortable or to feel better. Yes, the new, the different, and the unsuspecting, they cause us to pause, but they are not absolutes, but rather alternatives to what's normal. The more time we spend with people like us, who look like us, act like us, think like us, the smaller the difference is that is required to trigger our discomfort. I say we get good at being less uncomfortable first, then finding common ground might not be so important. As the UFC fighter Conor McGregor offers the best advice to battle discomfort, he says the more you see the uncomfortable, the more you'll become comfortable. Who'd have believed? UFC, on Monday Sales Coach. Yes, try not to let people that are different trouble you quite so much. Open your mind, open your eyes. It could be a lot more interesting. Now let's talk about the one sales tip I give every salesperson. There are a lot of skills and attitudes salespeople have to be successful. But you know what? There's one sales tip that rises above the rest that I share with everybody. And it's the importance of giving a damn, to care, or in other words, empathy. What I mean is, if you take the time and if you want to get your game to the next level in sales, all you have to do is to care more about your customer and your prospect than you do about yourself. How well are you adhering to this advice? How much emphasis do you put on your customers' issues and problems versus your own, like your targets, like your sales pipeline? No. That comes second. Your customers' issues and your customers' problems should come first. Are your motivations about your advancement or are they about your prospect? It really matters. If you focus on them, the results will come. That concludes this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach. Don't forget, visit mondaysalescoach.com and subscribe. By doing that, you'll get Monday Sales Coach delivered to your email inbox over the weekend so that you can arrive at work on Mondays ready to sell. This is Monday Sales Coach. I am Peter Giannoli. Thank you so much for connecting and listening to us and being a part of our team of sales champions. Until next week, bye for now and happy selling.